are listening to the Daily Roundup here as part of the Reality Steve podcast. I am your host, Reality Steve. Thank you all for tuning in. A good Thursday show for you. We're going to talk about what's upcoming in a couple hours on the weekly podcast. I've got a couple things to say in regards to Jen's season of The Bachelorette. We've got a reader email that I want to read to you. Since this is a question I've been asked a few times, but I figured I'd just read it publicly and answer it. Survivor last night, yet again. I don't know what's happening, but it's good. And gameplay is happening. And then I also want to read you an email from The Venetian, where my party is going to be at in a little less than a month from now. We'll get to all that momentarily.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Yesterday, on the podcast, I had recorded it about 7 o'clock the night before. So Tuesday night, around 7 o'clock Central Time is when I recorded yesterday's podcast. Well, after that is when Jesse Palmer took to his Instagram and posted a picture with his wife at a resort. And I knew, obviously, they're filming in the process right now of filming overnight dates and then subsequently final rose ceremony. So I knew wherever Jesse was is where final rose ceremony and overnight dates was being held. I did not make out what the picture was, but within, 30 minutes of him posting that, I got about 3 emails saying, Steve, this is the resort that he's at. You can look at the pictures of it online. All you got to do is Google. And he's at the Mauna Lani Resort on the Big Island. And so he gave away where the overnight dates are, which then led to everyone emailing, a lot of people emailing, saying, well, that must be why Joey and Kelsey, Dotton and Charity, and Zach and Katie are all in Hawaii as well. Nothing is confirmed. I have no idea if that's why they are, but logically speaking, yeah, they probably are involved in talking to Jen either at the overnight date session or they're going to wait until it's down to final two. I don't know how they're going to do it, but, and I don't even know if they are on the same island. I know that they're there, but I haven't looked at where they are. Regardless, I don't think it's a coincidence that 3 most recent successful couples from this franchise are in the same location that Jen is filming her overnights and final rose ceremony. Like, we've never seen this in the history of the show where 3 recent couples just decide, hey, let's take a trip to Hawaii together. Like, I mean, they know each other, kind of. You know, Joey was on Charity season and he's friends with Dotton, but to plan a trip to Hawaii for 3 couples that live all across the United States and to go with each other to Hawaii the same time the show is filming there, yeah, it probably means those 3 are involved. Like, those couples are going to talk to Jen or talk to the guys, no different than when Susan and why am I blanking on her name? The one who lost to Teresa in the finals. My gosh. Leslie. My gosh. I can't believe I didn't remember that. But remember when Susan, Leslie, and I forgot who the other one. Sandra, right? Yeah, Sandra went and talked to the final 3 women for overnights. Rachel, Daisy, and Kelsey. I'm sure this is going to be something like that where maybe either each couple gets one of the guys to talk to, or each couple sits down with Jen. We don't know, but we'll know soon enough. So, yeah, I don't think it's a coincidence. They just happen to be in Hawaii. Three couples deciding, hey, let's take a trip to Hawaii together. Okay. All right. Now, the other thing is, obviously, people are dying to know, like, well, who's left? Like, who's in Hawaii with Jen? Who are her final three? I don't know. If I did, I'd tell you. But I can say this in regards to, remember when I told you I had somebody that was in Seattle, which was seemingly the episode before Hometowns. Yeah, it was the episode before Hometowns. So they were in Seattle, and they saw a group of men at getting haircuts. Gosh, I'm just blanking. Sorry, I got a text. They were getting haircuts. And I said, who did you recognize? And they said, well, let me go to your page and look at the men from this season. Because this isn't somebody that was a diehard fan. But he said, I recognized a group of men, and they all got into black SUVs after they left getting haircuts. And they identified, they said, these four, I'm definitely sure that I saw. One of them was Marcus, which we know made a Final Four because he had his hometown date in Tacoma, Washington. Another one was Jeremy. I don't know if Jeremy made Final Four. Rumors are that he did. I haven't gotten anything confirmed that he did or he didn't. There was a third guy that he recognized, but when he told me it was this guy, I said, no, it wasn't. That guy's no longer on the show. And I said, what about this one? He goes, oh, yeah, that was him. And then a fourth guy who he says he recognized. That fourth guy is somebody that nobody has talked about since probably the beginning of the show. So, could that guy be in the final three? Could he have made Final Four? I don't know. But I can tell you, it's not anybody who's really been mentioned anywhere. You know, everyone's got their speculation and their guessing, and they say, oh, these are the Final Four. Like, look, trust me, it's been sent to me, the Instagram accounts that say, this is your Final Four. Oh, wait, but it's not confirmed. Oh, wait, but his social media account did this 3 weeks ago, but I don't know if it's confirmed. So here's three, but I don't know for sure who's left. It's like, okay. That's why I don't deal in speculation and guessing. I'll tell you when I know. But I can tell you right now, the fourth guy that this guy in Seattle identified is not somebody that's been on anybody's radar from what I've seen. So take that for what it is. But he might have been gone. Like, this is just somebody in Seattle. This doesn't even mean he made Final Four. I'm just saying he's a name that hasn't been being brought up from everything that I've seen and everything that has been sent to me. Keep that in mind. Obviously, I want to get your spoilers, and when I get them, you'll know. So coming up in a couple hours is podcast number 390, and it is with Davia Esther Bunch. She was on Zach's season of The Bachelor, and she was also on Bachelor in Paradise last summer. You remember Davia. And it's another example of why I always say and why I always will keep up the interview podcast, the weekly podcast, because everybody's got a story. And I'm guaranteeing probably 98 to 99% of you don't know Davia's story. You know what happened to her on The Bachelor. She was basically non-existent on Zach's season, lasted four episodes, made a little bit of a name for herself in Paradise, but she was still only there 3 days. She came down, date card, went on a date with Tanner. They made out a lot. Everybody thought that Tanner was going to give her a rose after he had basically dumped Kat, or Kat dumped him, according to her. Whoever dumped who, doesn't matter. He had moved on from Kat, and he had just had a date with Davia that seemingly went well, and then he ended up giving a rose to Rachel Recchia. With all that said, there is so much more to Davia's story and so much more that I can't wait for you to hear that it's one of my favorite interviews. Probably top five in the last year or so, just because I just love getting into a backstory of somebody who I believe she said she told Tanner this on her Bachelor in Paradise date, but I don't remember if they showed it, and if they did, they couldn't go into as much detail as she did on this podcast. Basically, the first 20, 25 minutes of the podcast is not even Bachelor-related. It is her growing up, being in college, going into pageants, her dance scholarship she got in Russia. She leaves as a teenager to go to Russia on a dance scholarship. While there, developed an eating disorder. A very, very interesting and powerful interview from Davia. I'm so glad she did it. I can't wait for you all to hear it. It's really good, and it's really interesting, because I guarantee it's something you don't know about her. All you remember is Tanner telling her over and over again, wow, you have two different color eyes. You know, that's the extent of what we know about Davia, you know, on TV. So much more in depth, so much more to her, and really, yeah, can't wait for you to hear it. This podcast brought to you by Way. Guess what, ladies? You know what I'm going to say. You can say it with me if you want. You're too busy to be frizzy. Grab Way's new anti-frizz cream. You need it. It's lightweight cream that provides immediate frizz control that lasts for up to 72 hours. It saves time on your get ready with me routine. It holds for up to 72 hours plus heat protection up to 450 degrees. Helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to a consumer perception study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. Every one of my female friends that I've sent it to absolutely loves it. And it's starting to get hot out here in Texas. Today was probably the hottest day we've had of the year. I think it got up to 92 or 93 today. And we're about a month away from it hitting 100 for about a month straight. And if you live in Texas and you have big hair, your hair gets the frizzies. There's just no way around it. That's why you need Way's new anti-frizz cream. Frizz-free up your schedule with Way. Go to theway.com. theouai.com and enter promo code RealitySteve for 15% off any product. That's theway.com, theouai.com, promo code RealitySteve for 15% off any product.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Got a reader email for you that I want to read, because this has been asked to me a few times, and I can answer one part of it. I don't know if I can answer the other one in terms of, I don't really have an answer for the other one. And it's this. Here's the question. It says, hey, Steve, a question's been on my mind for a long time. And after Wednesday's daily roundup, I'm finally emailing to ask, why have you never had Caitlin Bristow on the podcast? And why have you never been on hers? I absolutely love her. Vino here. And a big fan of you. And you two seem to have a mutual respect for each other. Anytime you're mentioned on hers, she's very tasteful and respectful. And you only talk highly of her as well, even apologizing after you mistakenly said she was upset at Ben Higgins when she wasn't. Have you all had beef in the past? We need a Reality Steve Caitlin Bristow podcast. Thanks for entertaining me daily. Well, I can answer the second part of that question. Why have I never been on hers? Because I've never been asked. Simple as that. And I don't ask people, hey, can I go on your podcast? If she asked me, I would go. Now, I think she does all of her podcasts. Does she do any on video? Because does everything have to be in studio? So I would have to like go to Nashville to be on her podcast. I mean, I guess I could. I could. But does she do? Would she do a Zoom video? I don't know. But she has to ask me. It's simple as that. Why has she never been on mine? I asked her a long time ago. I can't even remember, but I guarantee if I did a search in my emails, I could find the emails. I've asked her probably on two or three occasions, but it's also been, I don't think I've asked her post-COVID. Like, I'm talking about, this was years ago. And I remember asking her two or three times, and then it just, you know, I never got a solid response, or let me think about it, and then never got back to me and stuff like that. And then it was just, that's happened with a couple people in this franchise where it's like, look, again, just like I'm not going to ask you if I can come on your podcast, I'm not going to beg anyone to come on mine. If I ask you and you hem and haw, maybe I'll ask one more time and say, hey, can we do it? But if you don't, I'm not going to sit here and be like, please, pretty please. You know, would I love to have Caitlin on? Sure. Could absolutely do a podcast swap. I'd go on hers, but she needs to ask me. She's never asked. So that's why I haven't been on hers. Going forward, I mean, she's got so much going on. I actually even told her, years ago when I asked her to come on my podcast, I even told her, I said, look, I'll even share my source for your season when I told everybody that you were single until you ruined your own season on Snapchat. I'll even out the source. I'll even tell you why I said what I said, who told it to me, and all that. I go, it's been years. It's been 8 years. I don't care about that source anymore. I don't think I've spoken to him since that day. So I'd share it. And I told her I would do it on, like, that was like my little carrot dangling to see if she would, like, entice her to do it. And she was like, oh, that's interesting. And then just, like I said, it just kind of, she got busy or, you know. So I don't know what year it was, but I've definitely asked her two or three times. But I want to say it's been at least 4 years since I did. Because I just, you know, I guess I could send an email and be like, hey, will you come on? I just don't think, she's so big that I don't think she would do mine without me doing hers first. So again, she would need to ask me. If she asks me, I'll do it. As long as, well, we have to figure out the logistics. Like I said, I don't know if, it seems like when I see all of her reels and her stuff on Instagram, it seems like all of her interview guests are in studio with her. So that means I would have to fly to Nashville, rent a hotel for a night, you know, fly back. I mean, it's not something as easy as mine where I just call people on the phone. So I don't know. I'd love to do it. She just needs to ask. And I'm very excited to hear that you say that she has mentioned being on hers and she's been tasteful and respectful of me. That's nice to know because obviously I don't listen to rarely any Bachelor-related podcasts. Only if it is something major, it makes news, and I have to go listen to clips or stuff like that. But I don't listen to Caitlin's too often just because I'm too busy with my own, too busy with other podcasts that I listen to, and I just don't have time for a lot of Bachelor-related podcasts. All right, moving on to Survivor last night. I thought it was the fourth week in a row that somebody was blindsided with an idol in their pocket. I thought it was Hunter. I thought it was Tevin, then Hunter, then Tiffany, and then last night, Venus. But then when I was reading EW.com's recap, it wasn't. And it was just three in a row, Hunter, Tiffany, and Venus. But didn't Tevin get sent? Maybe he wasn't. Maybe there was someone in between Tevin and Hunter. And that's why it's not four in a row. But I could swore we've had four people that are on the jury that got sent home with idols in their pocket. We know the last three have, Hunter, Tiffany, and Venus last night. And once again, paying close enough attention, if you saw Venus talking to Charlie and basically saying, oh, the worst would be voted out with an idol in my pocket, you pretty much knew, especially when we had just had back-to-back episodes where people got voted out with idols in their pocket, and then you hear Venus say that after she had found the idol, you kind of knew it was coming. And here's a question that I want to pose to Stephen Fishback at the end of the season, because I don't even know if I know the answer to it. Is Q a good Survivor player? I can't tell, but he's got to be doing something right for everybody, not everybody, but a lot of the people every week saying, we got to get Q out, we got to get Q out, can't stand him, he does nothing around camp. and yet he keeps sticking around, and it's really not even close. He got one vote last night. One went to him, one went to somebody else, and then five went to Venus. Like, he knew going into that tribal, he wasn't going home. That's why he did what he did, and that's why he was able to stand his ground against Venus, because he knew that she was probably not playing her idol because she thought she was safe and everyone was going after him. But now, maybe it's because anybody who's in a driver's seat position, which seemingly seems to be Maria and Charlie, are dragging him along because they know he's not getting any votes at Final Tribal. And maybe that's why. So can you call somebody a good player who gets to the Final Tribal but gets zero votes and is basically taken there because they know he can be beat or they can be beat? I don't know. But I tell you what, he's been the most entertaining person to watch this season. That's for sure. Oh, I think Kenzie was the one. Yeah, Kenzie was the one that got the other vote. But it's just so weird. Every week, everyone's always talking all episode, we got to get Q out. And they're saying it thinking that he's a threat. Like, what kind of threat is Q? He hasn't done anything. Has he won anything? Wow. Pretty crazy. Anyway, wanted to end with this. You know, my Reality Steve fan appreciation party coming up a little less than a month from now. It's coming up June 7th in Las Vegas. We have been booked, and it has been sold out for almost 2 months now. So everyone that's coming, I'm going to do a roll call in a couple weeks. Maybe there will be people that drop or can't make it anymore, and there will be some spots that open up, but I can only have 100 people. I can't go over 100 people. Every person I go over 100, they're charging me double for. So that's not going to happen. So I have 100 right now that are set to go. And it's at the Venetian, my favorite hotel on the Strip. For those that don't know, Venetian's rooms are all suites. That's why it's a little bit more expensive to stay there. The smallest room is 725 square feet. Every room is a suite. Every room has a bed area, whether it's two queens or a king, and a step-down living room and a nice-sized bathroom. It's always been my favorite hotel for years. Actually, for a while, it was Mandalay and the hotel at Mandalay, which is now the Delano. But once I stayed at Venetian for the first time, I was like, this is my favorite hotel, and everybody knows that's where I stay. And that's where I'm deciding to have the party this year at one of the restaurants there. Anyway, in case you didn't know, the Venetian this year is 25 years old, so they're doing renovations. And I found this description on the Venetian website in regards to the renovations they're doing to their rooms. It says, the Venetian wanted to reimagine their approximately 700-square-foot bi-level entry suite product. When these new rooms begin to come online this fall, guests will find a much lighter color palette, accented by pops of crimson, burnished gold, and rich suede. In-room tech will also be upgraded with 65-inch Samsung TVs, bedside charging ports, thank God, and energy-efficient LED mood lighting. Ooh, sexy. As for the Venetian's more aspirational accommodations, they shared that the property is in the process of engaging designers to create a series of opulent palazzos in the sky to round out their portfolio. So here's what I'll say about Venetian. One of the things that drives me up a wall is they don't have any charging ports on their bedside table, their end table right next to your bed. And if you go behind that table, there's always only two outlets. And one of them is an outlet for the lamp that's right there, and one of them is for the phone. So you can't plug anything in unless, one, you bring your own extension cord, or two, you unplug either your lamp or your phone to your room. So that's something that's always driven me nuts. And now to hear that they're going to have bedside charging ports, you're the best, Venetian. And now we're upgrading to 65-inch Samsungs? Even better. I don't know if it's going to be ready by my party weekend for anybody staying at the Venetian that weekend. Maybe. I mean, some rooms will. They have 4,000 rooms at the Venetian. So I do not know if every room is going to be done. Put it this way. Every room is not going to be done by June 7th. But I know they've started, and maybe some rooms and maybe a room I get will happen to be done by then. But it'll be interesting to see. I didn't have any problems. You know, I don't sit here and bitch about interior decorating of hotel rooms in Las Vegas. They're all nice to me. Venetian has, I mean, if you've stayed there, anybody listening right now, if you've stayed there, you know, they have some of the nicest rooms on the Strip. They're top of the line. It's them and the Wynn are top two hotels on the Strip. Just in terms of room, ambiance, what it looks like. I mean, they're just, but they also cost you more because every room is minimum 700 square feet. They're all suites. There's no room where you can just get a basic room and it's just a bed and a bathroom. They don't have those at Venetian. They're all suites that are 700 or 725 square feet. But yeah, looks like they're going to change their interior decor. We're going to get some pops of crimson and burnished gold and rich suede. Sweet. Can't wait. Put me in one of those rooms. Anyway, thank you all for listening. Really appreciate it. Follow me on Apple Podcasts. Also rate and review, but you got to hit play. It only counts as a download now if you hit play. So if you miss a day, please go back and just hit play. The transcript for not only this podcast, but podcast 390 with Davia Esther Bunch, which is going to be up in a couple hours, those transcripts will be up after Davia's post goes up. So, and or podcast post. So around 8:30 Central Time, after Davia's podcast 390 goes up, go to the website and you'll have both the Daily Roundup and podcast 390 transcribed for you. Thank you all for listening. Really appreciate it. And I will talk to you tomorrow. See you.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.